We will read with you. Help us, Lord, to learn from you each day as we study your word and as we grow in our walk with you, Lord. And when we do have those times where we stumble, Lord, that we would immediately stop and come to you in confession and repentance. And Lord, that we would seek to get back on the path of righteousness, following after you and for your glory and for your honor. So, Father, I pray tonight, as we've done that, we want to come before you, Lord, and intercede on the behalf of many people who are on this prayer list. We don't know all the spiritual situations of each one of these. Some of these are saved individuals, some are lost. And Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will work in each one of their lives to bring about what needs to be brought about, Lord. Ultimately, to bring glory to your name, to make yourself known to them, that if they're lost, they would come to faith in Christ. If they are saved, they would be strengthened in their walk. And so we pray, God, that you will do your spiritual work in these people's lives. That's the first priority. We pray for these individuals, Lord, that you would get them back into that right relationship with you. If they've backslidden, Father, I pray that they would return and come back to you. Father, I pray for those who've never trusted by faith, that they would hear the gospel and the message tonight, that they would trust by faith in Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, and that, Lord, they would come tonight to begin a new life, a new walk with you. And Father, we just pray too that you would be with each one of these individuals, because many of these are physical needs, and we know, God, that you are the great physician, and so we pray for you to touch them, to bring healing to their bodies, Father, to restore their health, Father, in such a way that there'd be no other way to explain the things that are happening, but that it was you that was at work, and that we might declare to the peoples around us, Lord, of your power and your glory and your majesty as you bring the healing to these peoples, that we might encourage people about the greatest need they have, that of being saved from their sins. To know, Lord, that if you could take care of those physical needs, you could take care of the greatest need they have. So, Father, I pray tonight that you would begin working in these people's lives as you already have. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers, that we've been able to remove a few from the list because you have answered the prayer.